Assalamu alaikum, everybody, and welcome to Sacred Texts. So the purpose of this podcast is to convert our very, very important Islamic and historic literature. Islamic and historic, that's a weird way of saying it. But basically, essentially, it's to convert all of this important Islamic literature into an audio format so that it's easy for you to access it, to listen to it, to pass it on. And to just think and ponder for yourselves. Well, not only you, but me as well. We're going to be doing this together. So currently we're reading the book titled Stories of the Prophets by Imam Ibn Kathir. And we have just finished the story of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Noah alayhi salam. And today we are going to start the story of Prophet Hud. It's getting super, super interesting because A lot of times I feel like we've already heard all of these big names. That we've heard Adam, we heard Noah, we've heard all of these. But then the other prophets, the ones that we've just heard the name of, talking about their stories, I think that's also super important and super interesting, super unique about this. So inshallah, we'll get started on chapter 4. I had a little bit of a late morning this morning. Sorry about that. Usually I go online at around, live at around 8 a.m., but that's okay. And I also couldn't find a topi this time, but I had a scarf, so I just tied it around. And I'm trying to make sure I remember everything this time, because I feel like last time I forgot like half the things. But it's okay. Let's just get started. And if I did forget anything, maybe you guys can let me know, the ones that are online at the moment. So we're going to start on the story of Prophet Hud alayhi salam. And so Imam Ibn Kathir says about Prophet Hud, and this is chapter 4. The people of Ad lived many years in the wind-spent hills of the area between Yemen and Oman. They were physically well-built and renowned for their craftsmanship, especially in the construction of tall buildings with lofty towers. They were outstanding among all the nations in power and in wealth. But that is what unfortunately made them arrogant and boastful. Their political power was held in the hand of unjust rulers, against whom no one dared to raise a voice. They were not ignorant of the existence of Allah, nor did they refuse to worship Him. But what they did refuse to do was worship Allah alone. They worshipped other gods as well, including idols, and this is the one sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive. Allah wanted to guide and discipline these people, so He sent a prophet from amongst them. This prophet was Hud alayhi salam, a nobleman who handled his task with great resolution and tolerance. Ibn Jarir reported that he was Hud ibn Shalih ibn Arfakhshand Ibn Sam ibn Noah alayhi salam. So basically just the fourth generation after Nuh alayhi salam. He also reported that Prophet Hud alayhi salam was from a tribe called Ad ibn Us ibn Sam ibn Noah. And these were actually Arabs living in Al-Ahqaf in between Yemen and Oman and Hadramut on a land called Ashar, stretching out into the sea. And so the name of their valley was called Mughit. Taking a pause here, so all of these really complex and interesting names, but the interesting part is, I think it's either the valley, the people of Ad, or the one nation after this, you can actually still see the remnants of this in Arabia. There's still like a place that you can go to that actually has remnants of these buildings and stuff that they had, which are amazing. You know, these days we are so accomplished in our construction. Go take a look at these ones. So some traditions claimed that Hud alayhi salam was the first person who spoke Arabic, while others claimed that Nuh alayhi salam was the first. It was also said that Adam alayhi salam was the first. Hud alayhi salam condemned idol worshipping and admonished his people. And Hud alayhi salam said, "My people, what is the benefit of these stones that you carve with your own hands and then you worship? In reality, it is an insult to the intellect. There is only one deity worthy of worship, and that is Allah, that is God. Worship of Him and Him alone is compulsory on you." out of these fake idols. He created you. He provides for you. And he is the one who will cause you to die. He gave you wonderful physiques and blessed you in many, many ways. So believe in him and do not be blind to his favors, or the same fate that destroyed Noah's people will overtake you as well. Hud alayhi salam tried to make them understand, and he used such reasoning that he hoped to instill faith in them, but then they refused to accept his message. His people asked him, "Do you desire to be our master with your call? What payment do you want?" Hud tried to make them understand that he would not receive payment from them. His payment was a reward from Allah. He did not demand anything from them except that they let the light of truth touch their hearts and mind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "And to Ad, people we sent their brother Hud. He said, 'O my people, worship Allah. You have no other ilah but him, no other god but him. Certainly you do nothing but invent lies. O my people, I ask of you no reward for it, this message. My reward is only from him who created me. Will you not then understand? O my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord and then repent to him. He will send you from the sky abundant rain and add strength to your strength. So do not turn away as mujrimeen, as criminals, and as disbelievers in the oneness of Allah." And they said, "O Hud, no evidence have you brought us, and we shall not leave our gods from just your mere saying, and we are not believers in you. All that we say is that some of your gods, false ideas, have seized you with evil, with madness." And he said, "I call Allah to witness and bear you witness that I am free from that which you ascribe as partners in worship with him. Plot against me, all of you, and give me no respite, but I put my trust in Allah, my Lord and your Lord. There is no moving, there is no living creature, but he has grasp of its forelock. Verily, my Lord is on the straight path. So if you turn away, still I have conveyed the message with which I was sent to you. My Lord will make another pupil succeed you, and you will not harm him in the least. Surely my Lord is guardian over all things." Hud alayhi salam tried to speak to them and to explain about Allah's blessings, how Allah the Almighty made them Noah's successors, how he had given them strength, he had given them power, and how he had sent them rain to revive the soil. Hud alayhi salam's people looked about them and found that they were the strongest on earth, and so they became more proud, they became more obstinate, they became more arrogant on that pride. The same thing, the more arrogant. And thus they argued a lot with Hud. They asked, "O Hud, do you say that after we die we turn into dust, that we will be resurrected?" And he replied, "Yes, you will come back on the day of judgment, and each of you will be asked about what you did." A peal of laughter was heard about this statement. How strange Hud's claims are. The disbelievers murmured among themselves. They believed that when a man dies, his body decays and it turns into dust, which is swept away from the wind. How could that return to its original state? Then what is the significance of the Day of Judgment? Why do the dead return to life? So they couldn't understand this. They couldn't understand the reasoning for this. And they were laughing. How is this even possible? And so all of these questions were patiently received by Hud. He then addressed his people concerning the Day of Judgment. He explained that the belief in the Day of Judgment is essential to Allah's justice, teaching them that the same thing that every prophet taught about them before him. So he taught them the same thing that all the messengers were teaching before him. Hud alayhi salam explained the justice. He explained the demands that there should be a Day of Judgment, and there will be a Day of Judgment because good is not always victorious in life. Sometimes evil overpowers good. Will such crimes go unpunished? If we suppose that there is no Day of Judgment, then a great injustice will have prevailed. But Allah has forbidden injustice to be incurred by Himself or His subjects, and therefore the existence of the Day of Judgment, a day of accounting for our deeds and being rewarded or punished for them, reveals the extent of Allah's justice. Hud spoke to them about all these things. They listened, but they disbelieved him. Allah recounts his people's attitudes towards the Day of Judgment. and the chiefs of his people, whom disbelieved and denied the meeting in the hereafter, and to whom we had given the luxuries of and comforts of life, said. So the chief among the tribe of Hud alayhi salam. And this is what he said. He's been given these luxuries of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, he said, he's no more than a human like you. He eats of that which you eat and drink of that which you drink. If you were to obey a human like yourself, then verily you would be the loser. Does he promise you that when you have died and become dust and bones, you shall come out alive? You should be resurrected? Far, very far is that which you are promised. There's nothing but our life in this world. We die and we live. We are not going to be resurrected. He is only a man who has invented a lie against Allah, against God, and we are not going to believe in him. The chiefs of Hud's people asked, is it not strange that Allah chooses one of us to reveal his message to? And so Hud alayhi salam replied, what is strange in that? Allah wants to guide you to the right way of life, so he sent me to warn you. Noah's flood and his story are not that far away from you, 4 generations away from you, so do not forget what happened. All the disbelievers were destroyed, no matter how strong they were. Who is going to destroy us, Hud? The chief asked. Allah, replied Hud. The disbelievers among his people answered, we will be saved from our gods. We will be saved from our gods. Hud clarified to them that the gods they worshipped would be the reason for their destruction, that it is Allah alone who saves people, and there's no other power on earth that can benefit or harm anyone. And so the conflict between Hud and his people continued. The years passed, and as they passed, they became prouder. They even became more obstinate. They became more tyrannical. And more defiant in their prophet's message. And that is where we will pause the readings for today. Oh my goodness! Very, very similar themes to all of these very interesting and beautiful stories. So imagine now you're in a valley. You're in an era, 4 generations have gone past, and just within those 4 generations, people have already forgotten. I guess people forget very, very fast. I think people forget even within their own generation. They forget things that happened to them. They forget the lessons that they themselves learned. So imagine if there's 4 generations, and essentially they turn back to those... To that idol worshipping. Not only that, but also then from that rose all sorts of corruption in the earth. They started having very similar traits to the people of Nuh alayhi salam, to the people of Noah. And then one of the traits that differentiated these people was they were very proud and very accomplished in constructing these massive buildings. And through them they saw their strength. So they were a very strong nation, and that led to their pride. So basically what I learned about through this, well, one of the things I learned is it's awesome reading the exact generations after Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, and we've been reading these generations from Adam alayhi salam, the people, and their actual names sometimes are also recorded. Imagine the history, imagine their lives and how they lived and how what they went through, subhanAllah. And then also imagine they were people just like us. They had brains just like us. They had thoughts, they had hands, they had eyes. All of this stuff. So it's interesting that we can still relate to them so much. So I wanted to comment, and I want another thing I learned about this is when Prophet Hud alayhi salam is communicating that yes, there is a day of judgment, but it's important to have a day of judgment too. Because what happens is not good is not always victorious in life. So that's the reality of it. A lot of times we come with these very strong ideals and we're like, oh, you know, this is good and this is what it'll be. But sometimes life doesn't even show that. Goodness, insincerity, all those things are not what always prevail. So that's why there is a day of judgment as well. That is why there's an accounting of deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his attributes is he is very just, right? And so that's very important in order to then carry out that justice. And then the last thing that I wanted to comment on is that Prophet Hud alayhi salam also clarified this, and Ibn Kathir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu rahmatullah alayhi, he also says that no power on earth can benefit or harm anyone. And this is also a saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. No matter what you do, what you say, whatever it is, your actions do not lead to an increase or decrease on your life, on your property, on any benefits or any harms to you. But those benefits and harms come as a part of planned thing, as a test, as something that's going to happen in your life. This is already like there for you. So it's not that. So then basically when it comes to standing up for things that you believe in, and a lot of times we see in this world so much crazy stuff happening, but those people that raise a voice to it, those people that actually try to do something about it, it's also for them that there's no power on earth. There's no might on earth. They should not be scared of anything. They should not be hesitant of anything, because nothing has the power to benefit them or to take away from them except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's basically it. That's what I learned today. Inshallah, we'll continue on with the story of Prophet Hud alayhi salam next time. I think starting with now they start to mock. A lot of times that's where the story turns, when they start to mock the beloveds and the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I think that's where Prophet Hud alayhi salam's nation is going to start doing that as well. We'll read about it on Monday, and that's when our story of Prophet Hud will finish, probably on Monday. And then we'll talk about the story of Prophet Saleh and the camel, which is interesting because I like camels, so it'll be fun to read. So inshallah, have a good day everybody, and have a good weekend, and we'll see you then. Assalamu alaikum.